When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. Week 16 starts tonight. Broncos and Chargers, Thursday Night Football. That'll actually be on WAOK tonight because the Hawks take on the San Antonio Spurs. Pregame at 9, tip-off at 9:30 from San Antonio for that one. But a good way to start the week. Obviously, we're all looking forward to the Falcons game on Sunday against the Giants right here in Atlanta. Now, look, the game was big either way.
Yes.
But now you're about to see the debut of your first-round draft pick quarterback.
Yes.
The Giants aren't good.
They're horrible.
I know we did this all Monday.
They are horrible.
And we were right.
We were right.
Now, it ultimately almost didn't matter.
Yes.
But we were right. The Giants might actually be worse than
the Raiders.
Yes,
they are horrible.
Like, they're an awful football team. So a great place to start for your first start for Michael Penix. And it sounds like they're going to open things up a little bit.
Well, I know. We just saw the clip on Twitter. Bo got the clip for me. Listen to Zach Robson talk about what they're going to do in offense.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we felt great with Kirk as well. You know, it just obviously Mike's got some different skill sets that you can activate as well. But, you know, whatever he's done at Washington and what we've seen out on the practice field, how it fits within our offense, we'll definitely activate that this week.
It's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be different.
That's a nice way of saying he's got a much better arm than Kirk Cousins.
And he can move a lot better than Kirk Cousins. I mean, it's going to be different. Ball's going to come out a lot different as far as, you know, his velocity and all those different things. They are going to take some shots. They're going to probably utilize Moody, how fast he is, utilize Kyle's downfield speed and all those different things, hopefully, and get him activated. But it's going to start with Sam, though, because Bijan is running his ass off. Mm-hmm. It's going to start with him. We all know that and everything. And then the way he's running that play action over the top, it's going to be there. It's going to be some one-on-one matches for these receivers on the outside.
Play action, you say?
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be some play action. It's going to be some big shots for him and everything like that. And I know I heard Mike B talking about it. When the hell was it? Yesterday, and I think he might tweet or whatever. It's going to be difficult or different because Caleb McGarry is now the blind side protector.
Yes, he is.
So expect a lot of Charlie Warner over there. Expect a lot of Charlie Warner because you know who that other guy. You know who that guy's that's going to be rushing over him.
Burns?
Yeah.
Brian Dan Burns. That guy's a good player, man. He's a really good – yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing about the Giants. As bad as they are and as good of a – you got a home game against one of the worst teams in the NFL. That's a nice place to make your NFL debut. The one thing they do have is dudes on that D-line.
Man.
They are a talented team on the D-line. They got some guys that can make your life really hard. And, yes, now Caleb McGarry is responsible for protecting the blind side of your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Better do it.
You better help him.
We'll have a little school pride.
Yeah.
A little Washington pride.
I'm sure. Well,
that'll motivate him. No, they were never teammates. But that'll motivate him. He's a Washington guy.
Yeah.
That's why he hasn't been pass blocking.
Oh, yeah.
Mariota was an Oregon guy.
I'm not.
Right, I'm going to let you get around me and hit the Oregon guy in the face. I don't know where Heineke went to college. Where'd Heineke go to college? It doesn't matter. It's unimportant. Anyway, here's Kirk Cousins talking about just sort of what led to all of this. In the season, and he said it's not mental.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback. Certainly the turnovers were not what you want, but I didn't forget how to play.
I don't think you forgot to play.
No, I don't either.
I don't think he forgot to play, Kurt. I just think that you were playing bad. No, I know you were just playing bad, and so do you. And I still just got to think, and I can't keep – I've never seen it. That's why I said something has to be physically wrong with him.
Has to be.
It has to be.
There's no other explanation.
He's like supposed to have football to have the bonehead.
There's no other explanation. Yeah. Something happened, and he just can't do it at the level he could a month and a half ago. It's crazy. I've never seen it before, but it has to be what it is. It's probably more of a conversation for later, but it's fresh and still it's kind of on my mind. What do you think his future looks like?
Who?
Kirk Cousins.
Somebody's going to give him a shot.
Like, somebody's going to give him a shot, right?
Yeah,
like,
somebody's going to give him a shot.
Somebody will make the argument that he'll be fresher a year after the Achilles injury because everyone's always better the second year than the first year. Aaron Rodgers made that argument about him and Cousins yesterday.
Yeah, and they love – and a lot – like, the whoever was in Washington with them, and like six of them are head coaches now, they all love him.
Yeah.
They all love him. So the biggest thing with the Falcons' situation with Kirk is they got to find somebody to take this money off. And nobody's going to do it.
No, you're not going to be
able to. Yeah, nobody's going to do it.
You're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
So he's going to be cheap wherever he goes.
Exactly.
So definitely somebody's going to take.
Look at that Russ.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere like Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Yep. Now, hopefully that's what happens here.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about that anymore.
Mm-mm.
Bo Nix playing great.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Yes, he is.
I haven't heard anybody talk about that Russell Wilson cap hit all season because Bo Nix. Same thing here. No one's going to care about Kirk Cousins' cap hit if Michael Penix balls out.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Michael Penix just has to ball out. Hopefully he does.
Biggest thing.
Hopefully he does starting on Sunday. Here's Brian Baldinger talking about another quarterback situation in the league, maybe even one that Kirk Cousins could factor into in the offseason, talking about Purdy and Darnold.
I'd say I'd go flip them for Sam Darnold right now. Let's just think about Sam for a sec. He sat there as a backup all year. He learned what a first-class franchise, game planning, how to build a team. Like he saw that for the first time in his life. Now you get Kevin O'Connell, who's an elite play caller with a very, very good offense that has a real style to it, and he's flourishing. He's a bigger, stronger, more athletic, I don't know, but he's bigger, stronger than what Brock is. Like, or can you play with both of them at a modicum of salary and afford both and, I don't know, have a competition?
What's he talking about?
Yeah.
They're not trading Sam Darnold for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, man.
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah, nobody's doing that. But, I mean, because Brock has one more year on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
After this
year. They have to make a decision as to whether or not to pay him.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to.
They don't have to. They don't have to. So
he'd probably have some feelings about that if they didn't. Because normally this is when you pay a guy, you know?
Yeah.
If he's a rookie and he's going to be your guy.
Yeah. He played well this year. He's been okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to blame a guy who's all of his weapons have been hurt all year.
But they're about to blow this all up because Trent Dunn. I think Trent.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
I think Trent is going to go ahead and retire. They're getting rid of Debo.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of Debo.
Hasn't had a good year anyway.
Yeah. And then you look at all the money on the defensive side of football. Yeah, I mean. So a lot of people got to go to get Brock all that bread.
Right.
Because if I'm Brock Purdy, I don't take you out to a damn Super Bowl.
Yeah,
what do you mean? I don't want Baker Mayfield's contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want Baker Mayfield's contract.
That's okay. That's how you feel about me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I guess in that case, maybe he would play one more year and try to prove it and then hit the open market. I don't know. But they could just franchise him at that point, too. I don't know. Sam Darnold has played his way into a big money contract, though. Somebody's going to pay him. Whether it's Minnesota or somebody else, somebody's going to pay Sam Darnold. And then maybe that's where Kirk Cousins factors into it. Maybe he's a backup in San Francisco. Is he a backup now? Like, probably a backup now. I don't know.
Probably.
You go into next year? I mean, the Browns, I guess.
I'm telling you,
into next year with Cousins as their starter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm gone.
Titans.
I'm going to sit my ass down. I'm going to enjoy my wife and my kids with $300-something million.
If I'm not a starting quarterback in the NFL, and I've looked the way that I've looked, Kirk Cousins made more money than any not just quarterback, but quarterbacks make the most. He's made more money than any player in the NFL since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He's made $291 million since 2016.
Mm-hmm. And you'll add another 40 to it.
That'll buy some nice vacations.
Hell yeah, it will.
Yeah.
And we can bring a damn tutor. We ain't coming back.
Yeah, we can go do whatever we want.
Bring us a damn tutor and some e-books.
We can go live on a boat.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a
cookout.
Boat.
Huh?
You can go buy a cookout.
Yeah, oh, he does like cookout.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to chill. But I think somebody will give him an opportunity. I think so, too. I like Brian Callahan. You know, he was very upset that somebody called his team soft. It was a great response to it, though. It was an awesome response.
It was.
Because I like what he said. I bet y'all won't go in there and tell them that.
Yeah, it was. Because I don't.
Get your damn head beat in.
Who are these people that get off saying, like, an NFL player is soft? Like, they might not be good.
Yeah.
They might not be good. Yeah. They might not be playing well. Soft, though? Like, I wouldn't say it. Maybe if you played, you could say it, but I'm soft.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking into a microphone with a fleece vest on. Okay? You know what I mean? Every time I take my headphones off, I make sure my hair still looks okay.
It's
a good hair day.
Yeah, man.
Nah, we're looking good today. Soft. I'm soft. Okay?
Ain't soft, man.
I mean, I'm not.
Dude,
but,
you got some characteristics about you,
but
that
I'm
you
not
just,
gonna,
that you just, you got some, you ain't no,
no,
you
I'm not.
You ain't no killer, but don't push it.
I'm not, but I'm also not going to call some linebacker in the NFL soft.
Oh, I know. You know what I mean? You ain't soft, dog.
These guys are soft.
You ain't soft.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you built like blue chew.
Yeah.
You ain't soft. Feel like blue chew.
These guys are soft. I don't think they're soft. They're just not very good. It's not very good.